Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 14, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 30, 2003.
Nazarene, I have another question. What do you and the Kingdom of God think of the current NASA space program?
The current NASA space program. Now, there's an interesting thought, Alora. We find the current program a little slow. We'd like to see a lot more progress in the space station, a colony on the moon, and a mission to Mars. These things are very important because by learning to do these things, by learning to live in space, man advances his life on Earth. The technological advances that we have made through the space program have helped those on the ground tremendously. We would not have a great many of the things in hospitals that we have now if it had not been for space medicine. They were developed for the space program and have trickled down into the everyday life. This is a great advantage of the space program. The more we learn, the better off we are. And eventually, you and Demetrius and the rest of your people intend to build spaceships and leave Earth and take our problems away from mankind so mankind can live his own life and have his own world. Of course, we will still be here to advise and help, but the greatest majority of us will go our own way so that mankind can live and solve his own problems. This is one of our biggest goals, one of our biggest efforts, and of course the space program is very, very beneficial to this. It's part of our whole plan of the awakening. So the NASA space program is very important. We'd like to see the Russians gotten out of it, though, because they are a waste of time. We're just pumping money into a deep, dark hole run by criminal elements. But aside from that, the space program is very good.
I'd like to see some of those things, too, Nazarene. It's great to know they're on the right track, though.
It will come in time, Alora, as all things always do. And by the way, happy birthday, Demetrius.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
We're back. God, concerning the last segment yesterday, we constantly get complaints from people that we have no right to condemn anyone, to say that Hillary Clinton is a demon, or that someone else is committing evil. This is only up to you and your son. What is your response to this?
This is my answer to that, Alora. You are my servants. You are my son's servants. We may give you whatever power that we want to give you. And if we choose to give you the power to damn, to destroy those who are destroying my children, we will give you that power. Ages ago, I recognized that the Lord of Haven, the God of Haven, had created Demetrius for the purpose of hunting and destroying evil, that this was his best possible talent, what he was best suited for. So I gave him the same exact power on earth to hunt out and destroy all evil that threatens my children. Whatever I desire to do, man has to accept. What I say is so, and that is unquestionable. When I give someone power, that person has that power. If I say you can condemn people and tell people that they are evil, that they are creatures of darkness because of the things that they are doing against my children, you have that power, and people better understand that.
Uh-oh, God's mad again. You tell him.
Not exactly mad, Alora, but I want people to understand what I am saying because it is very, very important.
We'll be back again.